Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and Seamus Toomey joins us again, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Welcome back.
Thanks, Wendy. Good morning.
I think I'm just going to call you at home tomorrow so we can continue our way of talking every day.
No problem. Yeah, you know, maybe an hour later or so, because I'm planning on going out tonight.
All right. Well, good for you. It is Memorial Day weekend, and summer is upon us, so people will be out and about. Well, do we need more security? There's a new Fulton Market group that wants 24-hour patrols, but it's going to come with a hefty price tag, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. This is the Fulton Market neighborhood in the near west side, home to just hundreds of restaurants now and lots of new condos and apartments, and it's really a bustling area. But they, like lots of the city, has seen an increase in crime since the start of the pandemic. But they've got they have a lot of money there, so they're trying to hire a private security firm to help the Chicago police in that neighborhood. And it's a controversial idea. They do it in some neighborhoods in Chicago, like in parts of Lincoln Park and Bucktown, with some pushback from neighbors who are a little bit worried about having private guards on the streets. They have guns and handcuffs, and it's not quite the same accountability as the Chicago police, a lot of the critics would say. But the Fulton Market's interested in doing it. It's like you said, it's a hefty. It would be about $800,000 a year.
$800,000 a year. Wouldn't it be easier if everybody just behaves? I mean, come on. That's all we need to do. Behave.
Yeah, absolutely. They're trying to go to the restaurant owners to help pay for this, and a lot of some of the heavy hitters in that neighborhood are leading this effort. The owner of One Off Hospitality, which is Publican and Avec, and some other ones, Boca Restaurant, that's Girl and the Goat, and Boca, Sterling Bay, which has built seems like almost all of the buildings that have gone up in the West Loop, in the near West Side, in the last couple of years. So some big names out there are backing this. The alderman supports it, so it looks like something that will probably come about. They're saying maybe about three or four patrol cars. They'll patrol between Washington and Hubbard, Ogden and Halstead, and kind of as a presence there as well. I don't know how much crime they're trying to solve. They're really just trying to sort of curtail it, or get people to think twice.
All right. On a lighter note, there's a Humboldt Park guy who built a bike that can survive Chicago's intense weather, and perhaps you can get your hands on one. What's going on with this?
Right. This is sort of the beauty of Block Club. We can go from crime in the restaurant district to some goofy-looking bike running around Humboldt Park. I say that with the nicest way. It's he doesn't think it's goofy, probably. It's called the Electric Elk, and this is a gentleman by the name of Trevor Grant. He's a bicycle enthusiast. He's an engineer and a mechanic as a hobbyist. And he's been trying to figure out a way to build a bike that he can ride through the winter without being completely miserable. So if you go to blockclubchicago.org, you can see some pictures of it. But what it is it's a trike, really. It's an electric trike with a carrying compartment in the back. But he's built a windshield and a cover on it, and he's got sides on it. So it's a little bit like a golf cart, but it's a trike, and he's trying to build a bunch of these as experiments for people to use around Chicago. It looks like a lot of fun, particularly in the rain, because it's got a windshield, and he's, it's about the size of a golf cart. So he says, I get a lot of respect from the drivers. They give me a wide berth here, and it's a lot safer than biking. But it looks like a lot of fun, and it's electric, so you don't have to do all the work. He thinks it can go about 20 miles an hour with a pedal assist. So if you see a guy in a blue and yellow bike with a windshield and a potentially a German Shepherd in the back. Say hi and ask him if maybe he'll build one for you.
That's crazy. All right. And finally, I know a lot of people love pickleball. I do not play pickleball. But Warren Park is going to get some pickleball courts, among other things. First of all, where's Warren Park?
Okay. Well, yeah, Warren Park is in the Westridge neighborhood on the far north side. It's at about Western and Pratt. And this is one of my favorite parks in the entire city because I think you could play just about every sport that exists there. And there's people from about 700 different countries that play there from the neighborhood. It's got cricket. It's got a golf course. It's got softball, baseball. It's got, soccer. It's got a little bit of everything. So the city just announced that they're going to give the park $1.5 million to revamp a lot of that stuff. So all the folks that use this park are going to be psyched in the next couple years or so. They're going to put in lights for the cricket field. They're going to put in, like you said, pickleball courts, volleyball courts. There's going to be a walking trail and a little children's play area with a vine tunnel. That sounds kind of cool to me.
A what?
A vine tunnel. So I don't have any pictures of that yet, but I'm picturing, something that kids can run through screaming and hiding. It sounds like a lot of fun. It's a very cool park. This is the one with, it's Ridge is on the east side of it, and that's where the golf course is. This whole park used to be a private country club way back when, but now it's a city park and one of the best used ones in the city, as according to unscientific data gathered by driving by it.
Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago, what's on your grill for the weekend?
Ooh, good question. I've got some Korean short ribs that are marinating in the fridge right now, and my neighbor just texted me a minute ago asking if I could make ribs for her party on Sunday. So I'm going to the store right after this to get the ribs going.
You'll be busy. Have a safe one. Thank you so much, Seamus. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Wendy. You too.